Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Voice of the Cape on 91.3 FM Stereo, doing a special broadcast of condolence messages as well as messages of thanks and tributes to Maulana Yusuf Quran and family and friends, subhanallah. We've had various ulama of the Western Cape that have spoken to us, giving us a bit of their life with Maulana Yusuf Quran and how it was spent with the stalwart that has passed on today, subhanallah. We've got a few SMSs that has come in on 47913 from Hashim Manuel. Yes, a great man has passed on to his creator, and we are so much poorer. May Allah grant him the highest place in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. That comes from Hashim Manuel. Raisha Abdul writes, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah grant sabr and contentment in the hearts of the family and friends, and grant Maulana the highest place in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. That comes from Raisha Abdul. And then, of course, we are speaking to Ulama of the Western Cape. And online, I have Maulana Ibrahim Ghafoor. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, yes, I know that emotions are running through, and the thoughts of the late Maulana Yusuf Quran and what he has brought to Cape Town, also what he has meant to the lives of the Ulama of Cape Town. Give us your thoughts, Min Fadlik.
Well, what can you say about such a great alim that we've lost? Cape Town definitely has lost one of our greatest ulama, alhamdulillah. Many of them have passed on. All that we can say is that Allah grant them a high place in Jannah. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen.
I think we need to realize, and Cape Town might not even realize it yet, the likes of Maulana Yusuf Quran, having had teachers like Ali Hassan, Hassan Ali Nadwi, Maulana Umar Pulangpuri, the latest Maulana who visited Cape Town, Mufti Sahib Maulana Saeed Pulangpuri, the teacher of his son, Maulana Taha Quran. That was Maulana Taha Quran's teacher, but the contemporary of Maulana Yusuf Quran. In fact, Maulana mentioned to me that Maulana was a year or two ahead of him. So these were the teachers of Maulana Yusuf Quran and the contemporaries of Maulana Yusuf Quran. I think Maulana Zakaria Kandahulawi, I read the Tabligh Nisabah, also read by our Tabligh Jamaat on a daily basis. That was also one of the teachers of Maulana Yusuf Quran. Maulana Yusuf Quran himself, a person of great, not just of learning, but a person of great wisdom, vision, extensive vision, in fact, infinitely. We think of Maulana Yusuf Quran the day when he mentioned in his one of his Jummah, he said that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him away, they must read the entire Quran, the Musalla, and they must read the Salah in the form of what is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That has been obtained in the life of Maulana Yusuf Quran, subhanallah. Not just merely Quran being read in the Khatam of the Taraweeh for the entire 30 days, but two Khatam, three Khatams in one mosque for the entire month of Ramadan.
I think we've just lost Maulana Ibrahim Ghafoor, inshallah, giving his thoughts and message of condolence to the family and friends of Maulana Yusuf Quran. Inshallah, Tiabida Dixon Muhammad will try and get Maulana back online. And as we have mentioned, Maulana Yusuf Quran having been buried today at the Al Jamia Masjid, the Salatul Janaza was there and was laid to rest at the Strand Kabristan. One of South Africa's most illustrious Islamic scholars has passed away. Maulana Yusuf Quran died on Sunday morning at the age of 79. After suffering from illness for a long time, Maulana Quran is the Mufti of the Muslim Judicial Council, the MJC, and has headed its fatwa committee for decades. He is also the Imam of the Jamia Masjid in Strand and has played a vital role in uplifting the local community. He is seen as one of the eldest and most distinguished scholars in the country. Maulana Yusuf Quran is well known for his translation of many Sheikh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria al-Kandalawi seminal works. The scholar was also one of the founding members of the United Ulama Council of South Africa in 1994. His death leaves a vacuum within the Ulama fraternity, which has seen many elders of the Ulama pass on in recent years. Meanwhile, Muslim Judicial Council President Maulana Ihsan Hendricks paid tribute to the late scholar, praising his contribution to the Muslim community in South Africa. Hendricks says South Africa has lost one of its most exemplary scholars. The MGC president, Maulana Ihsan Hendricks, says everyone is familiar with Maulana Yusuf Karan. We are all aware that he wasn't enjoying the best of health. So this is very sad and emotional news for us today. We convey our sympathy to his wife, his children and grandchildren, and the Strand community who produced a son for the South African Muslim community. And that was said by Maulana Ihsan Hendricks, the president of the Muslim Judicial Council. Yes, indeed, we have various ulama that we are trying to get hold of to give us their messages and their thoughts of the passing on of Maulana Yusuf Karan and how he has impacted on their lives as well as the lives of those whom he has taught and our ulama has known. Subhanallah. We've also got taking messages on 47913. That is 47913. And that is messages on the passing on of Maulana Yusuf Karan. We all know that Maulana Yusuf Karan hasn't had the best of health over the past few months. But subhanallah, having met Maulana while we were doing a outside broadcast, Jummah there as well, you would never have said that Maulana Yusuf Karan had an illness as Maulana Yusuf Karan walked to the masjid on the last of his of his life, and we witnessed how Maulana used to walk. Subhanallah. For now, I have Maulana Ibrahim Ghafoor back online. Maulana, assalamu alaikum and welcome back.
Yeah, I mentioned that Maulana Yusuf Karan, a person of great intellect, a scholar of Islam, person himself who was not person who had imam, who has been imam of the Strand Muslim community more than 50 years. The endurance, the patience, the vision they had in life benefited many, many scholars, many communities. Person had, I spoke to Mona Yaqub yesterday, 2 days ago, who was Molana's assistant during the issue of the fatwa, the MJC, that the influence that Molana had, in fact, in many of the massages on the coast, that yesterday still Maulana, in fact, he was in his bed and I spoke to him. Sheikh Musa Titus was also there. Sick. He passed on this morning, but he still had a concern about the janazah that took place, or somebody who was up, he wanted us to find us attained, and to get what is the scenario on the. He was, Maulana was sick, but his brains never stopped working, wallahi. He had a very retentive memory, potent memory. I sat once with Maulana to speak about the Muslim personal law scenario, and he mentioned the names of each and every mayor or person who took charge of that, of the lawyers, who took charge of it, of that document, since the release of Nelson Mandela, and we have this is the famous lawyer, also Muslim minister that we had at the time. But Maulana's memory never died. Maybe he passed, but he left many great memories. Maulana Yusuf Karan, a person with great vision, a true imam, a true scholar of Islam. We've lost someone definitely irreplaceable, very sincere, very connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person was there to promote every good teaching of the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've mentioned earlier that Maulana had this vision that the Quran had to be read on the Musalla for the entire month of Ramadan, but not just merely the one khatam was read. During the last 10 days, it is the habit of the Strand community of the Hufaz down there to read, in fact, two khatams within the last 10 days. Our people out there should really learn from this experience. That was his passion. And only once one person reported to me, he said, this is the only time that they saw Maulana Friday, Jummah, in the Jummah, sitting. All those other years, he was a person who was standing for Salah. This Jummah that has passed was the only Jummah that he said. Maulana, subhanallah, Yusuf Karan, a person. There are so many other things we would like to make mention. A bit personal, I'm not allowed to make mention that actually. But Maulana Yusuf Karan, a person with such great vision that Islam can only benefit from it. The time that Maulana Yusuf came back from studies, he had to operate at the level that he was operating during these last few years at the MJC. But he had to start with grassroots to teach people reading Quran. Teach people Quran, make them Quran literate, He came back with such a profound memory and a solid memory that he had at the time, more than 50 years ago when he came back from studies already. But he was unable to operate on that level. But he built that community that we can, it's only but admirable and uncomprehendable for us to see the value of such a great man. Wallahi. His contribution made to this ummah will be remembered by those, by that community and those whom he has served. A very sincere man. We need more people of this caliber with that amount of sincerity, learning, wisdom, vision that he had. Subhanallah. We can only make dua that Allah subhanahu grant the highest Jannah.
Amen.
And the progeny that left behind, subhanallah, not just amongst his children, but amongst his grandchildren. We can only learn from that, you know. And we can only make dua that Allah grant our ulama, inshallah, long life.
Amen.
Our learned scholars of deen, serving Islam, serving this deen of Allah, this part of the world. Believe you me, there's no money in it. Maulana himself told me there's no money in it. Don't do it for the sake of money. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. That was Maulana Ibrahim Kafur.
Maulana Seema, in fact, was about 10 years ahead of Maulana Yusuf Karan. Was instrumental in Maulana leaving for studies when he went attended the Jummah. And this came from Maulana's mouth himself in Dundee. When he gave the talk for Jummah. And after the Jummah, Maulana Seema assisted Maulana Yusuf Karan to go for studies above, you know. And subhanAllah. And remember for their wisdom, for the spirituality, apart just from book knowledge, they had much more than just book knowledge. Us of deen, our ulama of deen, imams, can learn from these men who served Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Allah grant him Jannah to Firdaus al-A'la. We can just remember them, inshallah ta'ala, in the good way that they've served this ummah. Allah reward you all, inshallah. Jazakallah khairul jaza.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mawlana Ibrahim Kafur. May Allah accept your du'as and everything of the best to you, inshallah.
Ameen. Ameen. Allah accept, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.